The first reading is a reading from the second book of Kings. In the 10th month of the 9th year of Zedekiah's reign, on the 10th day of the month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and his whole army advanced against Jerusalem, camped around it, and built siege walls on every side. The siege of the city continued until the 11th year of Zedekiah. On the 9th day of the 4th month, when famine had gripped the city, the people had no more bread. The city walls were breached. Then the king and all the soldiers left the city by night through the gate between the two walls that was near the king's garden. Since the Chaldeans had the city surrounded, they went in the direction of the Arabah. But the Chaldean army pursued the king and overtook him in the desert near Jericho, abandoned by his whole army. The king was therefore arrested and brought to Riblah, to the king of Babylon, who pronounced sentence on him. He had Zedekiah's son slain before his eyes. Then he blinded Zedekiah, bound him with fetters, and had him brought to Babylon. On the 7th day of the 5th month, this was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Zebulun, captain of the bodyguard, came to Jerusalem as the representative of the king of Babylon. He burned the house of the Lord, the palace of the king, and all the houses of Jerusalem. Every large building was destroyed by fire. Then the Chaldean troops who were with the captain of the guard tore down the walls that surrounded Jerusalem. Then Zeboraim, the captain of the guard, led into exile the last of the people remaining in the city, and those who had deserted to the king of Babylon, and the last of the artisans. But some of the country's poor, the captain of the guard left behind his vine dressers and farmers. The word of the Lord. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. By the streams of Babylon we sat and wept. When we remembered Zion, on the aspens of that land, we hung up our harps. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Though there are captors ask us of lyrics of our songs, and our despoils urge us to be joyous, sing for us the songs of Zion. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. But how could we sing a song of the Lord in the foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand be forgotten. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. May my tongue cleave to my palate if I remember you not, if I place not Jerusalem ahead of my joy. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And then a leper approached. He did him homage and said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. He stretched out his hand, touched him and said, I will do it. Be made clean. His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, when we listen, especially the first reading, yesterday was bad, today was even worse. You know, it's just sad what happened to Jerusalem, what happens to the king, you know. They kill his sons in front of him, then they blind him and put him in captivity. You know, and yesterday, very similar type stuff. It sounds like, you know, what's going on in the world today. Life's a mess, and we can focus on that mess. Or we can focus on what the leper did today. Here's the leper, and he's a mess. He's more than a mess. And he goes to Jesus and he makes an act of faith. Lord, if you will it, you can cure me. So he comes and he confidently just makes this act of faith to Jesus. And Jesus says, I do will it. Be cured. And immediately he was cured. Now sometimes that happens and sometimes it doesn't. You know, this morning when I woke up at 3:55, I sat there and I went to scripture and it says, God comforts us so we can comfort others. Very nice. And then I looked at my phone and had all my blood work came in. I go, oh, I wonder what happened here. Looked at all my blood work, very bad. You know, my diabetes is not in control right now for these last 3 months because I don't have a cook or anything else, but that's all beside the point. But then I sat there and I read the scripture. And the scripture that says, if you want to, you can cure me. So I said, Lord, you got this here? If you want to, you can cure me of my high blood sugar right now. And it says, of course, he says, I do will it, right? Now, whether we're going to be cured immediately, I don't know. But the point is the same for all of us. There's all things in all of our lives that need some healing. And we can focus on it and just think, I'm a mess. My country's a mess. The world's a mess. Or we can look at Jesus and say, you have the power to bring healing to the chaos of my life and of the world. And he wants to, if we let him. So let him. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.